Our strength is increased in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. She says, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's have our seat. Thank you. Awesome. So I want you all to just ride with me today. Pastor Kene, I was telling Pimi that, oh, let me come and preach now. When Pastor Kene has said almost everything, you know, thank God. I just thank Pastor Kene for the opportunity and the word in the first session. It was amazing. Like, it was a deliverance for me, knowing that when God and the Holy Spirit gives instruction, obedience is important. You have to do it promptly. You have to do it quickly. I think there was one thing I don't know if I read it or it was spoken to me about. God can wait for you. You know, God will wait for you. If you say you don't want to do what he wants you to do, he will wait for you. But his agenda will not wait. His agenda, what he wants to do on the planet, will not wait. But he will wait for you to come and join. You will join. If you're 100 years old, you will come and join. Remember when Moses, he had to join. God already has his plan. His agenda will continue to move forward. But you have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit to be able to join what the Lord is doing. And I pray the Lord Almighty will help us today in the name of Jesus. So we're going to start our reading from John 8, verse 31 to 32. I don't have a topic because I'm pulling everything from everywhere, from all my pastors, Pastor Kenneth, Pastor Laulu, Papi, Pastor Desola. I'm bringing everything in one place. John 8, 31. It says, then Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. 32. Said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Said, the word of God will set me free. I want you to say it with me. The word of God will set me free. Pick up your Bible. That's why you should carry your hard copy Bible for those that will raise up their phone. Pick up your Bible. Now, you know you have to bring your hard copy Bible to church, right? Phone, yes, there's Bible on it, but please come with your hard copy Bible next time. So those with the Bible say, the word of God will set me free. Awesome, awesome. All right. So let's read John 16, verse 13. I will start with talking about the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is, what he does for us. And we'll move into, I don't know how to, the other part of the message. John 16, verse 13 says that, however, when he, say when he, who are we referring to here? The Spirit of truth has come. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. I know that, you know, I was speaking to my sister one time. And I was telling her, I really believe in God for my sister. And I was telling her that, you know, because she told me that she's burdened, she wants to start praying, that she needs prayer. I was rejoicing that, God, thank you. Ah, finally, prayers of years is coming to pass. And the next thing she said, but I don't want anybody to force me to speak in tongues. And I'm like, okay. So how do you want to pray effectively? I know the scripture says, pray in your understanding. And pray in what? Also, in spirit. Pray in your understanding and pray in spirit. And one of the evidence of praying in the spirit is when you pray in other tongues. Because we do not know what we ought to pray about. But the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. When you pray in other tongues, he edifies. Don't let me jump the message now. But when you pray in other tongues, you will no longer pray. Because most of the time, when I pray in my understanding, I write out a list of prayer points. God, help me, help my father, help my mother, help my... I'm just saying, let's just take, for example, those are the things. I put this person, let's say I put coin in front of me and say, Lord, coin, I need transformation for coins. Like, Lord, transform coin, Lord, transform coin, Lord, transform coin. You know, that's the only thing I will say all true. But when you pray in other tongue, you are able to pray other things. It could be transformation. It could be a lot of things, like blessing is involved in those things that you are saying. But when you pray, if you don't pray in other tongues, then, you know, you are not able to do much more. You are not able to do much more. Praise the Lord. Say, for those who don't believe in speaking in tongues as an evidence of infilling of the Holy Spirit, it's, how do I say, when we say, Holy Spirit, fill me, Holy Spirit, fill me, it's all over in the scripture. When the Holy Spirit filled the Gentiles, it was evident. The only way the Jews could know that the Holy Spirit had come upon the Gentiles was when they started speaking in tongues. Because if they were just like, there is like, how would they know? I know the Jews, they always look at the Gentiles like dogs, like these ones are not our kind, like we are the ones that that God has come upon. Like, you know, the Jews were very big on God is with us, you get. But for them, they stayed in Acts, I think Acts 1 or Acts 2, I think it's 1, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciple, the 120, you know, the evidence was tongues, fire of tongues was on their head, and they were speaking in other language, that 3,000 people were able to join them. That even the 3,000 people were like, oh, these people speak, like they could hear their language. Sometimes, let me tell you, when you speak in tongues, I've listened to people when they say, when they speak in tongues, another person came to meet them. I think Papa Yodeji has even mentioned it, that when they were speaking in tongues, another person from that country that they went to was saying, you were speaking my language, and they don't know how to speak their language. I was listening to James Alajimo, and he was saying that he was speaking in tongues, and someone told him that the tongues that you just spoke is my language. Do you understand? And he was telling, like, he was confirming a thing, like, he was confirming a thing to that other person, saying that God is with you. God is with you. You don't know what you are praying about, but you have to pray. You have to be able to pray. Pastor Kenny has talked about tarrying. Let me not jump. Let me just go according, because I'm almost getting to the end. Please. All right. Praise the Lord. So speaking in tongues goes hand in hand with baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's why Pastor Kenny was, I think last two Saturdays, he was telling Joshua and Favor to go and pray for someone and fill the person with the Holy Spirit. And how would they know that the person has been filled is when the person speaks, you know, and we can't even force it. You can't force someone to receive. See, the Holy Spirit is already available. You can't say, now I want you to take the Holy Spirit. No. The Holy Spirit is already available. Your own is to pray in other tongues and tell, like, ask the Lord to fill the person. When the person receives it, the reason why I would say infilling, it's already in there. It's just for you to receive it. Praise the Lord. You know what? Let's just read Acts 10, 45 to 46. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 10. All right. They say, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter. Because, and this was when, now, let me give you the back end story. Peter just, you know, wanted to go and eat. He was hungry. Wanted to go and eat. And he fell into a trance. And God showed him a vision of different animals. You know, and God told him, kill. How many of you have read that scripture? Awesome. For those who haven't read, please go back to Acts 10 to read the scripture. God told him, kill this animal and eat. But Peter could not comprehend. Like, he could not kill. It's just like how people say they can't eat pig. You know that mindset now. So because there were some animals, they were like, no, these are animals that we cannot eat. And God told him, kill and eat. But he could not eat it. Then he came out of it. And God told him that somebody is going to come call you and you're going to go and preach to some people and they will mention this and that. So when the people came, they told him, and God had already shown Cornelius. Cornelius was part of a Gentile. God has already shown Cornelius that somebody, I'm going to call, tell some people to go and call someone called Simon Peter, and he will come and talk to you people. Now, Cornelius sent those people. They met Peter. Peter came, and Cornelius told him his experience, that I had this experience, that the Lord told me that we should come and call you, that I was seeking the Lord. And you know, it's only the Jews that can speak, that was filled with the Holy Spirit, right? Yeah. So when Peter, let me just read. He said, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit has been poured out on the Gentile also. Sorry, what scripture did I say we should read? Okay, go to 46. Okay, please go to Acts 11, verse 14 to 15. All right. Verse 15. I've already explained this part. He said, and as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them and upon us at the as it was upon us at the beginning. And how was this evidence? Was how they were speaking in tongues. They were speaking in other language. Praise the Lord. That was how they were. And that was why in Acts 10 verse 45 to 46, it talked about how, you know, they were astonished about these things when they started seeing Gentiles coming into this reality. Gentiles speaking, you know, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Said, if it had not been the evidence of speaking in tongues, the Jewish people won't believe Gentiles has been drafted into the kingdom. Like, if it had not been the evidence of speaking in tongues. I'm just showing you the importance of the Holy Spirit and the importance of also speaking in tongues. That it's not just for... No, there is. If you put premium on the things of God, you will see, you will be able to touch it. You'll be able to see the things that, the benefit of it, the reward of it, the blessings that accrue to it. You will be able to see all these things. These words that Pastor Kenneth mentioned in the first session, talking about how you should be obedient, how you should tarry, all those things are very important. Praise the Lord. If Jesus Christ didn't tarry, if Jesus Christ didn't pray, he wouldn't have been strengthened, because it was from the place of prayer. Jesus Christ, like Pastor Kenneth said, use Jesus Christ as your role model. Jesus Christ was, you know, he exemplified a lot of things, like in prayer, in miracles, in everything. Like, you know, we all have to be a Christ-like, right? Yeah, so using him as your role model, don't only use people of the world as your role model. Use Jesus Christ as your role. Say, I want to be Christ-like. How did Jesus Christ do it? I've heard Papi talk about how he loves to read the story of Jesus Christ. I've heard preachers talk about how they love to read the story of Jesus Christ and how Jesus Christ was able to do. If you read, you will understand how to be able to operate in every aspect of your life. Praise the Lord. All right, so the other thing I want to talk about is, why do you want to wait to receive the gifts? Now, what is the gift? It's called the gift. It's also called the promises. Why do you want to wait? Like now, you come to church, you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't speak in other tongues, and you're like, you know what, after 2 months, I will speak in other tongues. I'm like, why wait? Kenneth Hagin said when he was reading, when he became, after the healing and everything, and he started going to a full gospel church, and he started looking at them, they were all speaking in tongues. In his mind, he was like, no, I don't believe in speaking in tongues. I don't believe in speaking. But he could not bring the scriptural aspect of why he doesn't believe in speaking in tongues. So and God spoke to him, told him to read some scriptures, told him to go to Acts, look at when Peter went to Cornelius, told him to go to when the Holy Spirit came upon the 120, gave him different scriptures to back up why speaking in tongues is important. So he said, okay, if that is the case, I must speak in tongues as well, since I now know the benefit. That's why I read the first scripture in John 8:31, that the word of God will set you free. If you know what the word of God says, you are able to, as I'm talking to you, if you go back home and read your Bible, whatever we have said here, it will make meaning to you. Praise the Lord. That's why it's always important. We always post it on the group chat that listen and listen again. Say, hearing comes by what? Faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? Hearing here. Go home also, read and hear for yourself as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I said, going back to the story, it was like, he went to his pastor's place and he told the pastor that, I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Pastor said, wait. Wait, don't worry, wait. After service, you will receive it. He said, why should I wait? You have to tell the pastor, you have to start giving the pastor scriptures that, why should I wait? That I don't need to wait again. If Paul, upon receiving, knowing that the Lord, when the Lord blinded his eye, and Ananias was told to go and pray for Paul. The minute Ananias laid his hand on Paul and say, Paul, my brother, the Lord has told me to come pray for you. Receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Immediately, Paul received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it gave him different scripture of when people received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, immediately after they opened up their hearts. And the pastor said, okay, oh, you are coming. After so much, you know, he was talking. Pastor said, you know, I'm coming. So when he said that, you know, as long as I've entered the pastor's house, I will go. So he knelt down and started saying, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I received the baptism. He opened up his. And from there, he started feeling it. I started speaking in tongues. He started getting revelation. He started getting visions about the things that he is meant to do. So the question is, why? If someone comes to meet you, I know someone has come to meet you, and I felt bad that day. It was one of my Glory Room member. And I saw her in church. She came to church. I was very happy. And I saw her in church, and I said, have you started speaking in tongues? She said, no. And I said, no, wait for me. I'm coming. Before I turn, she has gone home. Ah! I said, God. I was just begging. I was just like, God, give me another chance. Give me another chance. Give me another chance. And Lord being so good to me, when she went to children's church, they filled that with the Holy Spirit and started speaking. And she came to me, I started speaking. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I felt like, I don't know if she will come next week, because she's this kind of person that, you know, if you correct her, she will run away. So I don't know, they were correcting her in the children's church. I thought she was going to run away. So I was like, God, please, another chance, another chance, another. I had to go to her house to go and bring her back to Glory Room. That's because I corrected that one time. So I, you know how I was praying that God, give me another chance to fill her with the Holy Spirit. I felt really bad. But you don't have to wait. If somebody is ready to receive the baptism, fill the person. You may not know how to do it. Just say, Lord, help two of us as we are here. Fill both. I'm telling you. Say, few. I'm telling you, I've told you before. All these things I've told you before. I went for, you know, if you're in prayer department, you must learn how to feel somebody in the Holy Ghost. You get, and you know, my Ogabola has been teaching us about how to feel people in the Holy Ghost, and she says she's going to be using all of us as practical. So if they call one person like this in church, she's like, go and feel. Go and feel. So I said, okay, Lord, she has called me before. I did my power. I said, God, help. As I'm praying for that person, I am praying, like I'm praying that God, please feel this person. Go past my mindset, everything. I was trying to open my mind that the person can be filled. I'm saying two things now. I'm saying from the people that want to feel and those that want to receive, you get. So just open your heart and, you know, everything will. But the day that I prayed, I was sweating. Magic's, I can't forget. I will go and write this. Magic's outreach. I know some of you don't know Magic, but it was one of these Glory Room outreach. And I held the woman like this. I was like, today, I will go nowhere. You must be filled. Not like I was forcing her. I only just told her that, ma'am, we are in this journey together. Open your heart. The Holy Spirit is already available. God, who is the sender, has sent the Holy Spirit to us. There is no imperfection with God. Your own is the imperfection can only come from your heart, from your mind. If your mind is like if you're supposed to be a lion and the lion was supposed to pass through your mind and it came out as pussycat, then it is your mind. So I told her, are you ready? She said, yes. As they were raising the prayer point, I'm telling you, like, I've never felt that way before. And ever since then, I'm like, yes. We are going for the bullseye. Like, we are going for the devil's, like, we are going to the devil's camp to bring every other person. I was with that energy. I was like, I've done it. So, most of the times, that's what happens. Praise the Lord. So, don't allow people to wait. Don't say, wait first. And we use. So, what the pastor was telling Kenneth Hagin, that he used 3 years to get filled with the Holy Ghost. Kenneth Hagin said, no. Me, I'll get it now. I'll get it today. You understand? So if somebody is ready to receive, you cannot be the one hindering the person to receive. Don't use your mind. See, spiritual things is done spiritually, supernaturally. It's not by your mind. It's not by power. It's not by your power. It's not by your mind. By what? By the spirits.
So open up your mind to the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit walk through you to manifest, and also for you, for yourself as well. Praise the Lord. Say, salvation is a gift. Healing is a gift. That's the same way baptism of the Holy Spirit is a gift. If I want to buy you iPhone 5 now, will you say, no, 3310. It's a gift I'm giving to you. It's for you to receive iPhone 15 from me. Not for you to, do you understand? If I'm a beloved to you, if you are close to me and I want to buy you a gift, and I say, take this thing, what kind of gift do you want? What gift, if I buy, yes. You don't know yet. You don't want to desire anything. Kingsley, if I want to buy you something, what will you like? Laptop. Imagine me buying Kingsley a laptop. Kingsley desires the laptop. I brought the laptop. Kingsley say, no. Masset. It's Masset I want. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the Holy Spirit is already available, the gift is already available, the promise is already there. God's words cannot change. His words is yes and amen. So it's for you to receive it, receiving the infilling of the Holy Spirit. So if you cannot speak in tongues here, we will do practical, like the way Pastor Kennedy did practical the last time. But I want to be able to finish. Let's just finish. Just keep receiving the word. Keep asking the Lord that today is my day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Said, if you go and read Acts 9:17-18, that was where Paul received the baptism of the Holy Spirit by Ananias. God has already given you the Holy Spirit and is resident in you. Yeah, I've already explained this. What is the importance of speaking in tongues? What's the importance of speaking in tongues? I'll mention 2, 3, or 4, but there are so many importance, like so many benefits of speaking in tongues. One, speaking in tongues edifies you. Now, what is edify? What does that mean? It means that it improves you mentally, morally, intellectually. It educates you and teaches you. See, let me tell you something. If you pray in the Holy Ghost, before you read for your exam, the kind of understanding you will get, you'll be shocked. I've heard of a boy that prays, when he prays and reads, the kind of speed, and he's always passing. I am always very shocked when I ask some people that, why are you not reading your Bible? I have exam. I'm like, I can't relate. You have exam, you are not praying. You have exam, you are not reading your Bible. How will you pass? Even if you pass, God save, how will the glory be given to God? How will you give God the glory? You will say, I read, I pass. You see, it will be empty, it will mean nothing. But when you pray, you study the word, you blast in tongues, and you now go and write that exam, and you see your results. Won't you say, thank you, as in, the glory will go to God. Say, thank you, Jesus. God, I'm grateful. Lord, you did this for me. I've heard testimonies in church that, you know, going for an interview or going for project defense, they do shabala here, shabala there, and they enter. Every man can be, is under the Holy Spirit. Like, every man, you can pray anything. You can pray things to existence. You can pray things. You can pray a mountain to turn to nothing. Like a problem that looks like issue to you. You can pray it out of your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Say it's for edification. Let's read 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 4. All right. It says, he who speak in tongues edifies. He who speak in tongues edifies. But he who prophesies edifies the church. This just means that when you come on stage to come pray for people, you don't just pray in tongues only. Put a prayer point. Pray in tongues. Let there be a prayer focus. Then you pray in tongues. That's what I mean by prophesy. That's why when you see our man of God praying, you see they speak words, then they ask us to pray in the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. So when I come here and I say, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, let us pray. That prayer point, you put it in your front like this and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. The eyes of my understanding be enlightened. That is what they mean by he who prophesy edifies the church. And he who speak in tongues edifies. So you praying, you are edifying yourself. The eyes of your understanding will be begin to be enlightened. As the word will be coming, you begin to get understanding. Clarity will come. You begin to see all the issues that you had. You're like, so this is how to handle. Like, things will begin to be resolved in your heart. Praise the Lord. So the spiritual edification or building up, the Holy Spirit charges you and builds you up. The Holy Spirit what? Charges you and builds you up. Now, it's now based on the degree of which you want the Holy Spirit to charge you. Now, the Holy Spirit will not just, if you just, blah, 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 the Holy Spirit will not just come and charge you. Now, if you plug your phone, how many of you is using phone? Everybody is using phone, but maybe the younger ones are not. If you're plugging your mom's phone, the minute you plug it, does it get charged immediately? Even if it's the fastest charger, it will still take like 30 minutes, 1 hour, for it to be fully 100%. That's how it is. That's how it is. You already have the Holy Spirit, right? Not for you to what? To charge yourself. So the Holy Spirit charges you up. This expansion we are talking about, this capacity we are talking about, it's when you pray in the Holy Spirit will begin to give you areas on how to do things, bring you ideas on time management. See, as of yesterday, I was saying 24 hours is not enough. How can I do it that I will use 24 hours effectively with the numerous kind of things that I need to do in a day? Now, Lord, how can I do it? How can I do it so that I can still inculcate praying in everything I'm doing, because I don't want to lose focus. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to lose my childlikeness. I don't want to lose my awe of God. I don't want to lose my position. Praise the Lord. Not position per se, but I don't just want to lose the place that they have placed me in. I don't want to be too familiar with the Lord. I want to always go to the Lord and say, "Your Father, your child is here." Praise the Lord. So you have to pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray. Keep praying. I was watching a video last night. 7 hours prayer. Children. Praying for 7 hours. If not for my data. I was like, 7 hours. Children. In fact, the person leading them left them for a while. And they were churning out the prophecy like, "Father, help our hearts. Forgive our sins." They were like, I was like, "God, we can do this. Teens Church can do this. If Pastor Kene call a prayer meeting, prayer vigil, not praise vigil, prayer vigil, that we are doing a prayer vigil. And you see, Pastor Kene has already told the HODs that we are going to do 6 to 12:30, and we will not even end in 12:30. We will do it to 3 a.m. before we eat our food. I was singing one song. This life that I have, it's a life of Christ in me. Because it's only God that can give you that capacity. It's only Christ. This 6 to 6 that we are doing, there was one day, it felt like I wanted to die. Like, it felt, I had to say, "No, Osa, I remove you. No, I will not have us. No way. Never." Now, my throat is spinning. I had to say, "You are healed here. You are healed here. You are healed." As in, I had to be declaring that 6 to 6, I will do it. 6 to 6, I will do it. What? Shame teenagers will not come and shame me. No, 6 to 6. 6 to 6. And I wasn't happy when Pastor Kenneth said that. Sometimes you will fall in terms of prayer when joining 12 a.m. Because sometimes I will wait till 11:50. I will just lay my head like this and say, "I'm waiting for the link to begin." The next thing I'm seeing is 6 a.m. I always feel bad. Now, "God, why now? Why? Lord, I stayed up. I stayed up for you, Lord." I'm telling you, I feel like I always feel pained. I'll not check. I'll say, the day I open, I say, see all these teenagers here. You know, join every day. And that's how I talk to myself. See, there's no superhuman. The only superhuman is the one that is praying the Holy Ghost. He's the one the Holy Spirit is helping. It's not by your own strength. Sometimes we are tired. I will stay by the side of the bed like this. 11:45. The time will not be slow. 11:50, 11:51, 52, 53. I'll just say, close your eyes a bit. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. So what I'm doing is, I've told myself another. See, every Sunday, every week, I used to put new routine until I find the perfect routine. I will keep putting new routine. Now I put another new routine that, you know what? Thank God my prayer team member, they are doing their own too. We are doing from 11 to 12. I've chosen 11 to 12. Reason why I chose the people, when I chose 11 to 12, people were like, ooh, yeah, one day. It's for my selfish reason. So that I can stay awake 12 to 12:30. Because if I choose 10 to 9 to 10, what will happen from... I don't want to fall by the wayside. So that is, this kingdom is interesting. It's beautiful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's you that is doing what are we eat, what are we drink, what are we... Father, where will I sleep, where will I eat, what will I do? The kingdom is beautiful. And let me tell you something. Today I was even really charged when I joined the prayer meeting with my yoga. And she was telling us a story about someone who, if you go to all these countries like Sudan, Chad, those places that they are war, people are praying. People are praying. And we ask a question, all of us ask ourselves that, is it the same heaven we will all go to? When we, it's comfort, it's in our comfort we are praying. See people praying, there's a man that they've cut his nose, cut his ear, cut his mouth, cut his whole hand, and he's still praying. He's still serving the Lord. Like, he's serving the Lord. Like, that place, when they want to do prayer meeting, from where they are to journey to where they will do the prayer meeting, they read from Psalm 1 to Psalm, I think Psalm, is it 120 or 150? Where did Psalm stop? Bible scholars. 150. All right. You know, they read from Psalm 1 to Psalm 150. Like, just on the way. Some of them were tired. They say, no, continue. Because they were shooting. If I, when they got there, they used to ask, other people say, how did you people do it? How did you do it? How did you survive? There's a man, whenever he wants to go out like this, he used to ask the Lord, Lord, how can I go out today? The Lord will give him a scripture. If the Lord give him a scripture that there is two wheel, he knows his bicycle he needs to carry or bike. If the God gives him a scripture and there's four wheels, he will enter bus. The day he carry two wheel, they will bomb the car. The day he carry enter bus, they will kill all the people that carry bike. So this your comfort that you are romancing. You can see that we are sports. Go to the north. Those people are praying. Those people are serving the Lord. If small problem come, you are tired. Small hurt, the church hurt me. Offending me. Those people in Ukraine serving the Lord, fighting for their life, will they remember church hurt? Shemotieti lived to the next day. That's the question they will say. Have I lived to the next day? That I want to be thinking of church hurt. If my brother will see, let's say to it, you can be the one that let me shoot the enemy tomorrow, please. I'm telling you, you are the one that might look behind, like, I might not see the person that pointed gun behind me, but you might see it from where you are. Please, let's not fight. That's what they'll be telling themselves. Please, let's not fight. Let's not fight. Like, the love in their midst will be so strong because they are watching, they can't sleep well. That is how a soldier is supposed to be. A soldier is not for too much. See, the scripture says, be sober and vigilant. Because the enemy, The enemy is watching. The enemy is watching for any loophole. Where can this girl sleep? Where can this? It's not a, this what I'm teaching you. I'm teaching myself because I've carved another routine. May I not faint in that routine that I gave myself? But I'm saying that me too, I need to jack up. Pastor Kenny was mentioning that after the vigil, he was like, it's like a thing that he needs to do more. He needs to, when I went home, I said, I was not thinking of, oh, people pray in the Holy Spirit, people, because after they pray in the Holy Spirit, you know, some people will pray, they will go, they will backslide. You have to use love of God. Right now, I'm using the love of God for my sister. Because I have to keep praying for her. Because the after talking, she go back again. I say, Lord, is this how we continue? And when we're having the meeting, the Okapola was talking about a woman that prayed for somebody for 26 or 27 years. Praying. And do you know when the person gave his life to Christ? When he was about to die. And the woman was like, she was angry. She was like, I prayed for 20-something years. Why is it that when he was about to die, that's when he gave his life to Christ? God had to tell her that, why are you stressing yourself? All your prayer for 27 years, I was using it to bring other people. All those your prayers was working for other people. It worked for people, like she has record, like people, it worked for other people. Yes, this one came at deathbed, but he still gave his life to Christ. Why are you angry? Your prayers. So sometimes when you don't see the manifestation happening immediately, keep praying. Stay in the place of prayer. You don't know what your prayer is doing. You don't know. Just keep praying. Keep standing in gap for your brothers and sisters. Tell yourself, I want to do a practical. 6 months, I want to put somebody in my life and say, this one, I will pray for this one. 6 months, I want to be seen, so that I can have record. When the enemy brings another issue, I say, I have certificates. I have backing. I can use it again. I can do another 1 year. That's how you build yourself. That's how you build capacity. It's not by, no, you build capacity in the experiences you go through. Capacity is built. Praise the Lord. So one of the benefits of the Holy Spirit is it gives all chance. Gives all chance. All chance is, as I'm speaking to you, the words are coming. The inspiration is there. It's touching your heart. It's convicting your heart. It's impacting your life. That is all chance. So when you go out for evangelism, when you pray, if you've prayed at home, when you go out for evangelism, sometimes your hello can convince people. Your good morning can convince people. Praise the Lord. Your hello can convince people. So it's not about you just saying, I'm not seeing anything. I'm just praying, nothing. See, a lot is happening. A lot is happening. Sometimes when you are praying for one person, the person can begin to manifest worse things. Like, that's when the person will even do the thing that pain you the most. Like, you want to retaliate and say, you want him on bad raffle. But you just have to keep praying. You have to keep staying. You are a soldier. You are not a civilian. Praise the Lord. So let's just read some scriptures. John 16, verse 13. John 16, verse 13. All right, it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak. I think I've read this scripture already. Okay, let's read Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2. I'm looking for the part that talks about the renewal of mind. Because when you pray in the Holy Spirit, it renews your mind. Like your mind is renewed.
He said, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you read the word of God, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, when you pray in understanding, your mind is always renewed. Your mind is always renewed. Praise the Lord. Let's read Acts 1:5. Then I will just go into the second session of what I want to talk about. I'm just going to be recapping. Say, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Okay? Verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Verse 7. And he said, it is not for you to know times and seasons which the Father has put in his authority. But you shall receive power. Say, I receive power. I receive power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will receive power and you'll be able to manifest. You will have utterance when you go for evangelism. When you pray for the sick will be healed. When you pray for the deaf will be opened. When you pray for the blind will receive sight. When you speak your word, like your word will receive power. No. You will receive. Just do according to the word of God. And you begin to see the changes. Praise the Lord. So today I just want to, you know, just to add to this, and I just want to recap one of the message that, because it blessed me a lot, message that Mama D preached, and she titled it, Count It All Joy. Count It All Joy. Because I know a lot is going on in the country, and some of you are like thinking, some of you turn into skits. It's funny. I get one mad idea. So it's funny, but some of you, even though it's funny, it's touching you, it's affecting you. I get one mad idea. Price of transportation has increased. I get one mad idea. Tomato has increased. Everything has increased. Tomato is now 1,000 naira for three tomatoes. How will you cook 1,000 naira that you'd have bought pepper and atarudu and pepper with tatashi to cook one soup that would be enough for three people? It's now for tomato alone. So I understand. So I just want you to, I want you to see the scripture. James 1:1-6. James 1 says, James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. Now, the reason for this scattering was not because they wanted to relocate. Persecution, is it arise or arose? And that was why they all scattered, right? Now, greetings. My brethren, count it all what?
Joy.
My brethren, count it all?
Joy.
When you fall into various trials. Yes. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Knowing. So the knowledge of all this will make you count it all joy. When you have an understanding that I know that all these things I'm going through is just for this period. It's for a season. I'm counting it all joy. Your knowledge about these things will give you patience, it will help you. And you say, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete. Lacking what?
Nothing.
Lacking nothing. Lacking nothing. Papi mentioned, said something when during his visit the last time. He said, whenever you are too focused on your problem, the problem will look like a mountain in your eye. You'll be finding solution here and there, how to solve your problem. But when you tell your problem that, I don't care about you. I'm going to what?
mind my business. I'm going to mind the business of the Lord Almighty. I don't care. I don't care how you come, shape or form. I don't care. You this problem, when you are ready, let me know. And you walk with the Lord. I'm telling you, the problem will be pursuing you. Come and solve me now. Solve me now. Solve me now. That was. I know I might be paraphrasing, but that was the word of Papi. And it's true. It's true. Pastor Kenny, I've mentioned that. If there's a deadline for your school fees, go and sleep. Go and sleep. If you cannot provide the school fees, what will you do? Maybe you go and rest. But when you sit down, do you know that you can sorrow in thinking about school fees? You'll be in tears. You'll be wailing. Like, at some point, you will not be able to cry again. You know those cries that you have cried all the water in your eye? There's nothing there anymore. But the school fees did not enter your account. So why did you waste all that time for that? When you could have just been dancing. Morire, morire, moranuba. You look at yourself in your mirror. Mori, all the dance that you don't know, you know you cannot come and disgrace yourself in the public. You do it. You do beats. You do everything. The problem will be like, You not see me. You not see. Problem will be like, hello, 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 hello. Morire, mori. I watched a video. I know my time is almost up, but I don't know if I can wrap the video in few seconds. The video, the problem that came to the girl was cancer. So they did the cancer like human being. Cancer, worry, and fear. She now ran to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, cancer. Holy Spirit, cancer. And the Holy Spirit, rejoice. What have you not read? What are the things I have told you in the Word of God? He said I should rejoice. Count it all joy. Rejoice always. He said, do it now. She first of all, he rejoiced. Then later she said, you know, entertain, give them biscuits to fear and doubt. She said she gave biscuits to fear and doubt. And she even gave another biscuit. Said, okay, tell them to get out of you. This thing, they just played it like human beings, but the things of the mind. She said, tell fear and doubt to get out. She said, fear and doubt, excuse us. She said, Holy Spirit said, you are saying it gently. She said, fear and doubt, get out. So those ones say, she now said, cancer was like, no, they cannot go. She said, I want to tell you something, cancer. She said, fear and doubt, step. Cancer said, don't worry, I'll come and meet you people outside. Go, just go outside first. Then she now held cancer. She now started dancing. Say, let's dance. She danced. Cancer said, I'm tired. She said, no, you can't be tired. Then she entered tongues. She started praying in the Holy Ghost. Radeboro. She started declaring the word of the Lord. Lord said, I will live and not die. The Lord said, she was shaking. Leave me alone. I'm tired. He said, no, you cannot be tired. You cannot be tired. She was sweating. Cancer was... Auntie Cancer died. She now carried cancer and went to throw him to fear and doubt and say, carry your dead body. That is, see, that picture they played is how our mind is supposed to play out. When fear and doubt come to you, you will say, fear and doubt, get out. You, this sickness, I will deal with you. And I know how the scripture say I should deal with you. The scripture say I should deal with you in James 2. It say what? Count it all what? I will rejoice. I will be glad in the Lord. I will rejoice. Nothing will spoil me. Nothing will dent my joy. Nothing will touch me. I will pray in the Holy Ghost. I will pray in understanding. I will prophesy. My future is bright. I will not die. See, they say my parents, my people used to die when they are 35. I will pass 35. I will reach 50. I will reach 60. And I'll begin to do, I will even take people from your camp. No, declare the word of the Lord. Declare every morning. Wake up in the morning and say, I'm a child of God. As I step into the day, my lecturers will not disappoint. You know, just say things. My teacher will not do this. I declare, nobody will frustrate me. I will not be frustrated. I will stand my ground. God will help me. My mind, I have sound mind. I have sound. Telling you. When you begin to declare, like you begin to see how your day will be obeying, like everything will be in alignment. See, sometimes you may want to display and say, you work, let's test her. Whether what she said in the morning is true.
He will bring testing. When he sees that, he will go and say, testing. Alpha, Obaminle, Gosero. There's nothing there. Shake it like you are empty. Out. That is how you stand. You stand and you stand there for. Because there's a way to stand. You don't just stand anyhow. You stand with God. Stand for God. Stand regardless. Say regardless of anything that is happening, I will count it all joy. Awesome. That is how you say it. Say it boldly. Say it without fear in your heart. And don't forget, when you have patience, when you are going through, when you go through all these things, I think I mentioned it before about ingredients. Different ingredients. I don't know if it was this place I was talking about. Ingredients. That, when you put bitter leaf, egusi soup, egusi ingredients, you know you buy bitter leaf. People buy bitter leaf. I don't know why, but you buy bitter leaf. See, bitter leaf is like the bitter experience you go through. God is not saying you will not go through trials. Standing for God, you go through tribulations. That is the bitter leaf in your soup. But by the time they mix everything together, you mix egusi, you mix okra, you mix everything, you turn everything. Please don't mix egusi and okra. But you turn everything. It turns out wonderful. You'll be eating it, as even if the soup is bitter, it's still sweet. See, that is the patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. See, when you go through situation, sometimes that situation you went through is not for you. You only went through it so that you can help another person. Sometimes when I'm telling her that what you are going through today, I have been there, done that, done everything. I'm telling you, shorten your journey and quickly align, because you will waste your years if you don't align. Sometimes when we are talking to you, don't think we are just talking with mere ideas. When we are saying, Oge, Bishop, Oge, no God now. Oh boy, get too much for your life. Bishop, no God, do things now. Obey the Holy Spirit. When we are telling you all these things, we know. We don't want you to reach 30. You now wake up and say, all I want is your love. No, we want you to know it now. So that when you have gotten to 25, let it be that you are a terror. Say, devil, hear that you are coming to a city like this. They should be shaking. They should be shaking. I've watched a testimony of a 19-year-old girl that she sacrificed herself. Like, she gave her life to God, and God used that tremendously. I think it's in Uganda also. Any man was giving a testimony. He said that She delivered maybe 20-something men, occultic men. And how did she do? In fact, he was the first candidate. He was the first candidate. And how did she deliver him? She was just in the place of prayer. She tarries in the place of prayer. She will be praying. And when God told her to go forth and begin to go and minister, all she did, the day she saw the man, all she did was she called his name. She just looked at him and said, James. And the man said, in his kingdom, when you call, in occultic kingdom, when you call their name 3 times, it's a sign of disrespect. He said, James. So he wanted to turn back and attack her, but all he saw was pillar of light. He could not attack her, and she was 19 years old. We have reached 20, 25. I'm just trying to wake you up that this... Mommy, give me. Daddy, give me. Wake up. We are giving you, we are teaching you every Saturday. Are you using it? Are you using it? Or you are just coming because it's church? They say we should come to church. It's not they say we should come to church. It's not business as usual. You have to wake up. From there, the guy was weeping. He was crying. Now, he was the one that gave his testimony himself. He said he was crying. He was weeping. He could not attack her.
He called all the members of the faculty of dark angels to come attack. They could not attack her. All they were just seeing was light. And she before she even did that, concept, when God told her that your first candidate is this man, she said, "Ah, God, send another person. Send pastor. Send the pastor. Why me now? You know that this man have killed plenty of people. I will now go and go and preach the gospel. No, do you want to kill me at my early stage?" And God said, "I say you should go." So what she did was, she said, because she knows that nobody wakes up very early, around 7 a.m. She woke up very early. She did not go in the afternoon where you might see her. So she woke up very early, 7 a.m., and said, "Let her just pass." So that when she passed, she'll say, "God, I went. I did not see him." That was the day he had a flight for 8 a.m., so he needed to leave the house 7 a.m. So as she was just passing, thanking God that she's about to pass through, that she's not going to preach anything, she just saw him come outside. She first of all passed him. God said, "Turn back and just call his name." And the scripture God told her was, "Be at peace. Know that I am with you. Don't say anything. Just smile." She said she was smiling. Actually, she was smiling. But what the guy was seeing was pillar of light that was convicting him. So you don't need to do it. See, if you do your secret, see, I don't know the Yoruba very well, but he who stays in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If you stay in your secret place, God will reward you in the open. You don't have to come and display and hold pole every time. It's not every time that you come, you'll be displaying in church. When you are in your secret place, are you also displaying? Praise the Lord. You'll be met with a lot of trials and tribulation. See, when you hope in God, you will see it in your lifetime. You must rejoice in your suffering. Whenever you are going through anything, rejoice. Rejoice. See, it's for a season. Imagine when Egypt were in 7 years of famine. You know they were in surplus 7 years before they entered famine 7 years. Do you understand? Imagine when they were in their, they didn't prepare for the first 7 years. It's not a perfect example, but it's just like, so 7 years they were praying. And by the time things were dry, that prayer that they've been praying, you know your prayer goes to the heavens, right? And the Lord, the angel packs all the prayers of the saints. See, when you keep praying, the times where you are weak, those prayers that you have, it will strengthen, it will help you. But when you don't have strength in the place of prayer and trouble come, you will be swept away. Like the wind will blow you where you don't want to go. But when you have built strength in the place of prayer, you have built strength, you have built your capacity in studying the word, you know what the word of God is, doing trials and tribulation, you'll be bringing out your weapon. You'll be bringing it out. Look at Abraham. He had 320 soldiers. You know there was no battle for years. But Abraham was training his household. He was training them. He trained them in every area. Did he know battle will come? He was not sure of any battle, but he was training. He was preparing. That is how we all ought to prepare. Prepare like a battle is about to come. Prepare like, ijambo. So, you know that word, ijawa, ijawasi, always guiding. Always. Be always guiding. Be praying. When you are praying, pray with understanding. Pray the word of God. Pray the scripture. Pray. Like you are in a battle. Pray. Because when the battle finally comes, you will not necessarily need to do so much because you know you have prayed it through. God will just be bringing word of encouragement to you. My daughter, this is how you need to do it. Go strategies. Strategies of coming out of poverty. Strategies of coming out of this famine. Strategies of doing this. Strategies of doing that. That's how it is. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Says that, there's this thing I wanted to quote. Don't have a million-dollar dream with a minimum wage budget. I heard it from someone, so I feel like I wanted to like quote one, quotable quotes. But, you know, it's something that has stayed with me. I've listened to it like maybe 2 weeks ago. But it's something that has stayed with me. So you cannot have a million-dollar dream with minimum wage budget. How much is our minimum wage? 60K. Is that does not even be approved yet. Imagine you have a mind of 60K and you want to work in a multinational company. How? You are not prepared for the place you want to go. You must always prepare. You must always prepare. You want to fight Goliath. You are not tearing lion. You are not fighting lion. You are not fighting the bear. But you want to go and fight Goliath. How? In your place of preparation, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you tiring with the Lord? Don't forget, tiring, you cannot tire without you being filled with the Holy Spirit. If you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. You must be filled with the Holy Spirit. You must speak in other tongues so that you can be able to tarry and wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait with his word. Like I said, don't go and force people. You must speak in tongues today. They must be willing. See, God gives us choices. Everybody has a choice. You must be willing to receive. It's the willingness. That's why when Pastor Kenya wants to minister, you will say, are you ready? Are you willing to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? If you say yes, in your heart you say yes, then we'll now pray for the infilling of the Holy Spirit since you are ready to receive. The sending does not have an issue. It's the receiving part that has the issue. Praise the Lord. So don't be too much excited. Don't be an excited Christian. It won't last. Don't be too excited. Everything. It's not every time that we do. What's that our name for last party? Yada party. It's not every time you are in the yada. Yeah, it's good to praise the Lord. But there's something called be sober and be vigilant. See, your weapon of soberness is a mighty weapon. Where you always go before the Lord and say, Lord, I am here again. Lord, I am here again. Can't go before the king anyhow. You must prepare. This one is the one the Lord is even teaching me, how to prepare before the king. If I'm going before the king, won't I dress well? I will do well now. So when I'm going before the Lord, I think one of the things that I'm telling myself that I need to stop is when is I put a time now, this is the time I want to pray, I will press laptop till 1 minute to that time. I will press my laptop to that 1 minute to that time. When is now 9:59, I'll now shut down. While my mind, I didn't prepare my mind, I'll just go into the place of prayer, like as if I want to go and meet my mates. I had to tell myself the truth. That is a bad habit, Yewande. That's a bad habit. How do you prepare? Prepare before you go into the presence of the Lord. Shut down and say, I have prayer by, should I read the word? Can I meditate? Should I think on the things of the Lord? If you read Psalms, there are meditations. Think the thought of the Lord. How wonderful are your works? Those are things you go into the Lord, read Psalms, read hymns. Then you go, please, prepare before the king. Praise the Lord. Soberness is a very powerful weapon. Being sober, you'll be able to download a lot from the Lord. I want you to look at your flesh today and say, I am done with the flesh today. I am done with my flesh. Another thing is, Holy Spirit is a comforter. If you are going through any situation, Holy Spirit is there. Say, those who mourn, you shall be comforted. Holy Spirit will comfort you in every situation. So don't think you are in the situation alone. Holy Spirit will always comfort you. But you not being in the place where the Holy Spirit can comfort you is where you are in jeopardy. When you're in trouble. Let's read Proverbs 2, verse 3.
Proverbs 2. So if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, verse 4. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, verse 5. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. My time is up. I just want us to, you know, take everything that has been said today and make a decision in your heart that I will now do the right things. I will focus on God. I will seek the Lord. I will go before the King. I will prepare to go before the King. Psalm 37 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make you innocence, your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday. Be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked scheme. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land." I know I've said a lot, from the Holy Spirit to counting it all joy, but all in all, trusting the Lord and seeking him always will always help you. So right now, I just want us to pray in 2 minutes, and we're asking the Holy Spirit to baptize us afresh. If you've not received the, if you cannot speak in tongues, please raise up your hand. You can't speak in tongues? Okay. Please, Koinsola and Joshua. What's the name? Koinsola and Joshua. To pray for her. Okay, so I want us to, we'll pray for you. Just open your hearts and ask the Lord that you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But I just want us to be on our feet as we pray in just a few minutes that, Lord, I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want to refresh. I want to receive it afresh again. So I want to hear your voice praying to the Lord Almighty. That, Lord, baptize me afresh. Baptize me afresh. Baptize me afresh. All that I have heard, I want to do it. Lord, baptize me afresh in the name of Jesus.
By Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Where are the people that said they want to get filled with the Holy Ghost? Are you the one? Okay, you can come to the front. Any other person? Who is? I think it's 2 people. Is it only 1 person? Okay. No, come to the front. Come to the front. Don't worry, it's fine. You're good. Don't worry. And that's no wala. So I want us to, come. What's your name? Abimbola. Is this your first time? Okay, I think I've seen you before. Are you born again? Ah, that laugh. It's a serious laugh. We need to sort that one first. So I want us to come and hold me. All right, it's fine. So I want us to trust the Holy Spirit. All right. I really want us to have a real encounter with the Holy Spirit now. No, don't be nervous. It's fine. I want us to have a real encounter with the Holy Spirit now. So firstly, I'll ask us to pray for, because you see, when it comes to spiritual things, you first have to enter into the awareness of it. Are we together? And so at times, you need to focus on making sure that your mind is in the right, you're in the right state of mind. Okay? If you are aware of the Holy Spirit, you will be more receptive to the Holy Spirit. Are we together? So the first thing I want us to do is I just want us to pray and just say, Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is here, but I still want you to say and I still want you to pray and say, Holy Spirit, be manifest in this place. It's about you being aware of the Holy Spirit. So can we begin to pray and say, Holy Spirit, be manifest in this place. Holy Spirit, move in this place. We invite you, Holy Spirit. By Jesus' name, I pray. You see, there is power in collective faith. Are we together? Don't depend on the man of God, you know, to do everything, because you're also a participant in what is going on. Are we together? God is hearing you the same way he's hearing me. You know, your voice is equal to my voice. And when, as a people, we gather our voices together, it produces a powerful resonance in the spirit. Sorry if you don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm just saying is that there's power in togetherness. Are we together?
Yes.
Right. So I want us to pray again with that mindset of Holy Spirit be manifest in this place. Can we begin to pray? Ibrika baraka baraka tokobokoshi kedike braka baraka baraka tokobokoshi makara di boloko tokobokoshi kedike braka baraka deka tokobokoshi ibrika baraka baraka tokobokoshi kedike braka baraka baraka tokobokoshi makara di boloko tokobokoshi kedike braka baraka deka Ibrika baraka baraka balaka de kabukoshi makaraka de kabuko baraka balaka de kabukoshi kede kabuka baraka baraka de kabukoshi abrika de kabaraka de kabuko balaka de kabukoshi makata satani kabukoshi kede kabuka balaka de kabukoshi Ibrika baraka de kabuka de kabukoshi kede kabaraka de kabuko baraka de kabalaka de kabukoshi Ala kabur kabur aku tu ku baraka di kabur aku tu ku baraka di kabala kata kabukush. By Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Are we saying that it's only this lady here that does not speak in tongues? Is that what we are saying? Is there anybody that wants to speak in tongues? Anyone? So that means that what we are saying is that it's only Abimbola here, Abi. Eh? Okay, it's fine. So we're going to pray again, and we're going to say, Holy Spirit, be real to me. And I pray, I always give you simple prayer points, and it's for a reason. I want you to understand that it's very simple to relate with God. Okay? You want me to shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All right. Fantastic. By the way, Abimbola, do you want to give your life to Jesus Christ? Have you done it before? This is your first time? Okay. Fantastic. So, I want us to say, Holy Spirit, be real to me. Okay? Simple now.
Yes.
Yeah. That's that simple. All right. So, let's go and pray. Let's say, Holy Spirit, be real to me. All right, let's begin to pray. Ma shikeleke brobos kase braka balaka bakashi. Makara di boroko seteleke broko baraka balaka bakashi. Obrike baraka balaka bakashi. Abrika baraka balaka tika broko boko shi. Makara katika broko baka shi. Kedeke braka baraka balaka tika boko shi. Ibraka baraka balaka boko shi. Makara kaboloko boko shi. Makara kaboloko boko shi. Abrika baraka boloko boko shi. Ibroko boroko balaka tika braka balaka tika braka balaka tika boko shi. Ibrika baraka balabasha. Makarka borko togo satali broko baraka balaka bukoshi. Ibrika baraka sige leke braka baraka balaka tika bukoshi. Leke broko baraka balaka tika broko bakashi. Makarka tika broko bakashi. Gedeke braka baraka balaka tika bukoshi. Gedeka braka balaka tika bukoshi. Ibrika baraka baraka balaka tika broko bukoshi. Ibrika baraka balaka tika broko sata. Holy Spirit, be real to me. Abaradi baradi kidike bokosha. Aradi ki baradi baraka baradu birika satali broko bakosha. Ubrika baraki brika balakasi. Masatali ubrika baraka baraka sute. Ama shatali abrika baraka barakusi. Makasi gilege broko baraka baraka broko 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 bashota. Ebrika baraka baraka balaka diko broko bokosha. Ubrika baraka brika baraka balaka diko bakosha. Makarga de Kubrika Baraka 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 Balaka de Kabukushi. Ibrika Baraka Baruku Baraka 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 Balaka de Kabukusha. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. Amen. Can you guess, please? Leave this place, this front row. There's nothing wrong. I just need the space. Just leave it. There's nothing wrong. I just need the space. Amen. Amen. Now, you see, when you want to see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Are we together? You have to be, or you should desire it to be done in a very stressless way. Are you hearing me? Meaning that you don't want to put too much human effort into it. Because what you are saying is real. You know, I'm preaching, we are preaching that the Holy Spirit is real. Pastor Emily has been talking about the Holy Spirit, you know. There was a time in the Old Testament, some people were, was it Gideon or so? They were trying to say, why can't you talk for God or something like that? And I think his response was that God can talk for himself, you know. I don't need to... God is not dumb, he's not blind, you know. He can do things himself. And so, when you... it's always good to allow God to do what he wants to do. You know, you said just step out of the way, right? So, you should always want that level of normalcy in your relationship with the Spirit. Where it's real. You say something... It's either he does it or he doesn't do it, or you know, you beg him. You can say, please now do this thing for me, you know. And I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit is that real. You know, you don't need to do too much gra-gra to see his presence in your life and the impact of his presence in your life. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, cool. So, Abimbola here is going to, well, I'm talking more directly to her, but I'm going to lead her to Christ, and she's going to speak in tongues, naturally, without much drama, okay? But I'm not telling you so that you will watch. It's not a spectator kind of thing, right? You're also going to be praying for yourself, right? So, I just want you to pray again, all right, and say, Holy Spirit, let me tell you why I'm saying this prayer. I'm trying to track the Spirit, all right. I'm trying to get a direction. I feel that there's a direction, but I'm not yet sure. I'm trying to get that direction. So that's why I'm pausing and picking my words carefully. Because it's a real thing, you know. I'm not just rushing here to just do something and go. So, at times we can pray again. And I want us to do that thing. So I want us to pray again and say, Holy Spirit, be real to me. You know. Can you pray that prayer? And say, Holy Spirit, be real to me. Mashika laka proboshke se brakaske se brika baraka balako bokoshka. Ebrika baraka balaka bakashke sike leke broko baraka balaka bakashka. Ambreke baraka bereke boloko bokoshka. Sale proko baraka bela kabakash, obrika baraka bela kabakash. Sale proko bakash, maraka sale proko sale proka baraka bela kabakosh. Makaradi proko sale proko baraka bela kabakash. Shikeleke proko baraka bela, obrika baraka baraka bela kabakosh. Mekaraka doko proka baraka bela kedo ko proka bela kedo ko kabakosh. Obrika baraka proka baraka bela kedo proko bereka doko proko doko baraka. Shiki de Kabruko Baraka 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 Baloko de Kobaraka Balaka Bokoshi, Kobrika Baraka 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 de Kobrika Balaka de Kabokoshi, Alakabrika Baraka 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 Balaka de Kabokoshi, Ebrika Baraka Baraka Balaka de Kabokoshi, Shiki de Kabruka Baraka Baraka Balaka Bokoshi, Makaraka de Kobrika Baraka Balaki de Kobruko Balaka de Kabokoshi. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. So we're going to pray that prayer again, but as we pray it now, it might have already happened to some of you, but as we pray it now, you are going to see images of the life that is ahead of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, you are going to see yourself stepping into a new kind of life. Maybe a life of increased prayer. A life of increased discipline. You know. As you pray the prayer now, you're going to see some of those images. In fact, we'll pray the prayer. Oh, okay. So, as you pray the prayer now, you're going to see those images. Now, when you see those images, don't stress yourself, don't force something in your mind though, don't force anything. If nothing flashes before you, it's fine, keep on praying. But when you have that imagination come to you, I want you to, in that imagination, step into it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, in that prayer, as that thing comes to you, I want you to, with your own leg, in yourself, step into it and say, Holy Spirit, I step into this newness of life. The reason is that when the Spirit does that, He's inviting you. At times, they invite you and they cannot show you a picture of you on a crusade ground. They cannot show you a picture of you preaching to your friends. They cannot show you a picture. Maybe you used to do nonsense. They cannot show you a picture of you being no longer being that person, right? But then you need to accept it. And by accepting it, what you just do is you just say, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm stepping into this thing. In the prayer, you understand what I'm... When you get there, you understand what I'm talking about. In the prayer, you just accept it. And then as you begin to accept it in prayer, the life of it will begin to flow into you. All of a sudden, you begin to think that, okay, this life is possible. You know, it will begin to make sense to you. And it will begin to be something that you begin to enjoy. It will be happening in the prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? So once again, we're going to pray that we're going to ask the Spirit to be real to us. And I trust the Holy Spirit that is what He's going to do. Holy Spirit, as we pray this prayer, visit us and introduce yourself to your children in a new way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, as I'm saying this thing simply, prove to us that you are real and introduce yourself to your children in a new way, in a fresher way, and help them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can you begin to pray? For in Jesus' mighty name we are afraid. Thank you, Jesus. Don't worry, people. That's the Holy Spirit. Just flow in it. Don't refuse it, okay? Don't refuse it. Just flow in it. All right. Let me ask. I don't know. I just want to ask. Maybe what we said, did it happen? Is anybody experienced what I was talking about? Anyone? If you did, can you just raise your hand? Don't worry. It's not... Can you just raise your hand? Let me know. No, raise your hand. Well, no, please. Pekila, did you? No. Okay. Come. I think I still need to prefer. Come. No, Pekila, come. All right, now, if you express, raise your hand now. Let me just... Okay. Fine. So, don't be scared. You're already in your face. All right, so we're going to ask the Holy Spirit for fresh fire. Okay? Okay? Yes, ah, this one everybody is sad. I don't know. Okay. So we're going to ask the Holy Spirit for fresh fire. All right? And it's a very simple prayer. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. The thing about fire is that you can never, even though you asked the Holy Spirit for fire yesterday, you still need new fire today. So I want you to just pray to God and say, Holy Spirit, fill me with fresh fire. Let's pray, God, and trust the Holy Spirit to take us to a good place. Can we begin to pray?
Thank you.
For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I ask, O Lord, that you shall be closer to us. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take away all infirmities from us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. All right, you can have your seats.